It's time for the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick. Hello and welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm DJ Frederick here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London, and I'm broadcasting online at classicalwscs.org. The Radio Thrift Shop is a work in progress as I'm moving toward 500 episodes of the Thrift Shop. On any given week, you might hear folk, jazz, easy listening, indie music, forgotten 45s, and excursions deep into the dusty archives. So sometimes these broadcasts have a theme, and this evening we're going to be listening to cover songs. It's the cover songs edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you. You're listening to Homemade Homegrown Radio. This is DJ Frederick with the Radio Thrift Shop. The dusty grooves of the band Matthew's Exit with a cover of Steely Dan's Do It Again. Before that, Mr. Doc Severinsen of The Tonight Show fame with a cover of King Crimson's Court of the Crimson King. And we started that set off with Deep Feeling and their cover of Classical Gas from 1971. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You have found the Radio Thrift Shop. homegrown and homemade radio, and tonight it's the cover song edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I'll be right back with more music after Bird Note.
This is Bird Note.
Thunderbird. A Thunderbird is adventure. A Thunderbird says action.
Birds can be sleek, aerodynamic, and powerful, all in one package. Automakers picked up on this early. A cool bird name will sell cars. So far, more than 20 models of cars have been named for birds, some real, some mythical, and they go way back. In 1928, you could buy a Stutz Blackhawk. The following year, a Kissel White Eagle. All through the 1960s, Ford Falcons glided over the roadways, dodging Thunderbirds, Buick Skylarks, Plymouth Roadrunners, and AMC Eagles.
Excitement. Pure excitement. All yours in a new 64 Falcon V8.
Did you know the Toyota Tercel shares the name of a male Falcon, a Tercel? Bird-named cars peaked in the 60s and 70s with Pontiac Firebirds and Jeep Golden Eagles. Today, instead of soaring bird names, we're more likely to drive cars with names that seem a little less inspired. The Thunderbirds have been replaced by AMG S63s. I guess we've traded our Falcons for Priuses. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
And welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS. I'm DJ Frederick, here with you every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. And this is the cover song edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. Here's Ray Charles with Wichita Lineman.
I am a lineman for the county, yeah, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wires. I can hear you through the whine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the line. Still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it doesn't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south will never stand the strain. Girl, I need you more than want you, and I want you for time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. Thank you.
I know I need a small vacation, yeah. But it doesn't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south will never stand the strain. I need you more than won't you. And I want you for all times. And the Wichita Lineman, that's me, baby, is still on the line.
Thank you.
definitely digging deep into the dusty archives right there. Cover of Mrs. Robinson by Francis Morello. Before that, the Fuzzy Cane Trio and Monday, Monday. We started that set off of cover tunes with Ray Charles, Wichita Lineman. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'd like to also invite you to listen to my other radio shows, Free Radio Skybird, which is broadcast on a shortwave in Europe. That's archived at radioforall.net. And also All Indie Radio, which is broadcast on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info every Thursday afternoon at 22:30 UTC. And it's been a while on the Radio Thrift Shop since I've talked about shortwave radio and shortwave listening. I'd like to share some recent shortwave loggings with you. If you're not familiar with the shortwave radio spectrum, just do a little Googling and you'll find out all kinds of information. But I just want to share with you some of the programs and broadcasts that have been heard recently on shortwave. On 4075 kHz, there was a pirate station broadcasting KNEW, playing Moody Blues, The Cars, Uriah Heep, and lots of cool music, including Bob Dylan, Donovan, and the Rolling Stones. WTWW has been heard on 5085 kHz on Saturday evenings and also on Sunday evenings at times. WRMI is broadcasting on 5950 kHz with pop music programs. And the Voice of Greece is often heard at 9420 kHz with all kinds of wonderful Greek music. That's just a little sampling of shortwave radio loggings in the past week here at the Radio Thrift Shop.
Spring, and spring became the summer. my eyes. Only for a moment and the moment's gone. All my dreams pass before my eyes, a curiosity dust in the wind. All they are is dust in the wind. Same old song, just a drop of water in an endless sea. All we do crumbles to the ground, though we refuse to see. Dust in the wind, all we are is dust in the wind.
Popcorn with their cover of Dust in the Wind, and before that, Donovan Carlos. That's an interesting name, Carlos. Maybe there's somebody who's into bikes or buses or walking. Hang gliding? Anyways, that was Donovan Carlos with a cover of Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop, broadcasting like it's 1969.
Exploring science in the sea. The Pacific coast of South America is a bit like a medieval castle surrounded by a moat. The castle is the Andes Mountains, which hug the coast. And the moat is the Peru-Chile Trench, a gash in the ocean floor that's miles deep. Castle and moat were built by the motions of two of the plates that make up Earth's crust. The Nazca Plate, which makes up part of the floor of the Pacific Ocean, is sliding under the South American Plate, which makes up most of the continent. The Peru-Chile Trench marks the boundary between the two, the zone where the Nazca Plate disappears. The trench is about 3,700 miles long and averages about 40 miles wide. Its deepest spot, known as Richard's Deep, bottoms out at a depth of more than 5 miles. The motions of the two plates are a bit herky-jerky. As Nazca slides eastward at a couple of inches per year, it scrunches up the edge of South America, forming the Andes. It also scrunches up sediments in the trench, cementing them to the edge of the South American plate. The Nazca plate sometimes sticks a bit, then releases with a massive jolt. That creates powerful earthquakes. In fact, the strongest quake ever recorded, in 1960, was centered along the Peru-Chile Trench. That quake caused massive damage in Chile. It also created a tsunami that raced across the Pacific Ocean. It killed hundreds in Chile and hundreds more elsewhere, destruction caused by the continued building of South America's moat and castle. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
Thank you.
Mr. Herbie Mann with his cover of In Memory of Elizabeth Reed. Before that, John Keating with I Hear the Earth Move. And we started that set off with Jeff Aftem and Sunshine Superman. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London. You can also find us archived at radioforall.net. All of the past programs of Radio Thrift Shop, way back to program number one, are available on radioforall.net. All right, this is DJ Frederick wishing you a wonderful week, wishing you many blessings, saying thank you for listening.